Right now it is time to bring in Mike Cozzi and Check Sports. Morning, Mike.
Good morning.
You feeling better this morning?
Better than I was Friday.
That's something when it hits you like that. Boom.
Yeah. I was pretty much out of it for like 2 days.
All you can do is hang out in bed, really, and survive.
I just sat in the chair underneath the blanket.
That's exactly right.
Drank some juice and just waited out.
All right. One of the effects of the commissioner of baseball allowing this thing to go on a long time is, especially when he realized that now baseball players themselves on different teams were injecting themselves into it one way or another, he's got a big problem on his hands, because David Ortiz this weekend came out and said that Mike Fiers looked like a snitch in the cheating scandal.
Yeah, Pedro said the same thing.
And also now, Fiers also has received death threats. Now, this is. Remember how we were talking about that? We've been saying this for a long time, but early last week, we were saying that this is really just blown totally out of control.
Yep.
And you know, right now, the commissioner has got to put a lid on this. He's got to put a gag order. Nobody talk about this, otherwise you're going to get a fine, because it is absolutely, we've all been waiting for spring training, pitchers and catchers. We've all been waiting for it. Mm-hmm. It's a sign of spring. It's a sign of baseball. And this has ruined it. It has absolutely taken everything out of it.
Mm-hmm. No, it has. And it's all because of him.
And I'm not saying it's the way this investigation has been handled. They should have waited until they had both the Red Sox situation and the Astros situation done, and then you can't drop a bomb 90 days before you're about to start a baseball season. You just can't.
You could do what you do when you do it, but when you make these decisions, but you don't make them, you don't really make them. I mean, how can the Red Sox still be in limbo?
Yeah.
I mean, you're already in spring training. Everything came out, 2 months ago now, probably, almost?
Yeah.
And you still don't have anything resolved. And now you're starting to hear totally different things about it, where Beltran was the originator of it. It all started with Beltran. So now what? Now what are you going to do? So Beltran and Cora, Cora still doesn't know. I don't think Beltran has his penalty yet, does he?
No.
But yet the manager from the Astros is banned. And it sounds like to me, if you go in the pecking order, he was the one that was least involved, except for the fact that it was his team doing it. But he had nothing. He had less to do with setting it up and implementing it than the other two guys did. But yet they don't know what their penalty is. It's a joke. It's just ridiculous. And as far as the fans, the fans are the fans. They're going to do what they're going to do. They're stopping them from holding up signs and everything. Well, you know what? You created this monster. And now the fans can't express themselves.
Yeah.
So, what's next? Is Joe Stalin going to come down, walking down the aisles, taking the signs away?
It's
ridiculous.
It was the whole thing, the way it's been handled, is just terrible. And like I said, they better start putting gag orders, because I'm telling you, people, it's not going to be good if you let the players' angst spill over, because it's going to spill over onto the field.
Let me tell you something. I pitched a long time. I hit people on purpose, whatever. Sometimes you don't hit somebody on purpose. Sometimes you hit somebody when a ball just gets away from you for whatever reason it is. If one of these Astros get hurt with a pitch, boy, is this going to get ugly. It's going to get ugly, and it's going to get ugly fast. Because the poor guy that's throwing the ball, if he didn't do it on purpose, and you could tell a lot of times, this guy's going to be put through the ovens, and the baseball's going to get such a black eye, it might not be able to come back from it. So they really need to fix this fast.
Yeah.
They really need to fix this fast, because they started playing games already this weekend, You know, the balls are flying through the air. The bats are being swung. You don't know what's going to happen. If, God forbid, something bad happens to an Astro player, man, the lawsuits are going to be gigantic.
All right. Hey, a sneaky story, which is kind of interesting. Who's the first team to clinch playoff spot in the NBA this year?
Milwaukee?
Yeah. Earliest ever.
I know they're playing real good because I heard, because all I did was watch TV, that they have a real good shot of winning 70 games this year, which is like crazy.
Yeah.
Because they only play 82.
Yeah, so...
For dinner, it would be pretty cool. Milwaukee wins 70 games this year, right?
Yeah.
Say they do. How many years did it take the Knicks to accumulate 70 wins? I'm guessing three, right?
I think it might be three and a half seasons. They've been in the teens in victories. They've been in the teens for 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
So that's, let's give them 18 a year for 2 years, okay? Before this year, so that's 36. Mm-hmm. So I would say, it's probably 3 years.
It's got to be 3+.
Yeah, it's got to be 3 years. Yeah.
Got to be 3+. But you know, getting back to what you said earlier about what Big Papi and Pedro Martinez said, it's true. I mean, the locker room is a place where things take place and you don't let it out. When you let it out, then you have a reputation of being a rat, where nobody wants to do anything in the locker room, not saying what they're doing is illegal. But that person does not have the team's trust. And when you can't trust somebody in your locker room, it's going to be a bad, bad thing for the team. So how many more guys like Fears are there? And Pedro's right, and Big Papi is right. If it was being done, something should have been done when it was being done. Why did Fears wait until now? I understand their point of view. He won a championship. He celebrated with them. It's the greatest team to ever play. You hear it every year. Why didn't he say something before then?
Yeah.
So it was okay while you're winning. It's an okay while you're an Astro. But as soon as you go somewhere else, hey, you know what? Those guys cheat.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, and like I stand firm by my line that other teams cheat too. So who's going to want this guy in their locker room? You never know. Well, if I trade him or I release him, he's going to blow the whistle on us. So he is a rat. There's no room in the world for rats.
All right, well, we got to get off this sinking ship because I got to go to the weather.
Hey, speaking of all-time greats, one of the all-time greats in racing, AP Indy, passed away this weekend at the age of 31.
Wow, 31.
Mm-hmm. 31. It was 1992 when he ran in the Derby. That's a long time ago.
A long time ago.
Doesn't sound like it.
I know it is.
Yeah, I know.
It is, I can tell you. My bones will tell you. It's a long
time ago. I was 32 in 92. I'm not 32 anymore.
Well, I just imagine. I'm 67, so you can imagine what I was like in 92. Okay.
Yes, sir.
All right, Mike, I'll speak with you tomorrow.
Have a great day, guys.
Take care. Mike Cossey with a check on sports this morning here on The Breakfast Club on Robin Hood Radio.